The following is a teaching from Irving Bible Church. For more information on how you can join us on a Sunday or take your next step, visit irvingbible.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you guys here. So glad that those of you who are watching online have joined us this morning. If you're new around here, my name's Barry, and I get the incredible joy and privilege of serving this community as a senior pastor. It was December of 2006. This church, Irving Bible Church, entered into a year-end fundraising campaign that we called Not Just Ourselves. And this was done at a time when organizations, nonprofits, and churches around the country, around the world, were raising money just to make it through the end of the year. Many nonprofits, many churches rely on year-end giving to make their budget for the year. But that year, and what had been a pattern for us, was to say, we want to do something that's not just about us. We want to raise money that we can deploy into the world to make a difference. And that year, the difference we wanted to make was supplying clean water for people in Sudan. Earlier that year, a group of IBCers had traveled there to meet with people from all over, Christian leaders from all over the nation, who gathered together at this time that they were entering into a new season of peace after years of civil war. These Christian leaders gathered together to try to come up with some plans and some strategies about the way in which they could help the gospel go forward in that nation in this new time of peace. But as they worked through all their plans and all their strategies, towards the end of the meeting, an older Christian leader stood up and said, "All of our plans and all of our strategies are meaningless if our people are dying from lack of access to clean water." Did you know that the water crisis in the world is monumental, that more people die every year from waterborne illness than from wars and terrorism combined, and it disproportionately affects children? Statistics tell us that 2,300 children will die from lack of access to clean drinking water in the next 24 hours. 43% of those under the age of 5. And these Christian leaders were saying, all of our plans, all of our strategies are meaningless if our people are dying from lack of access to clean drinking water. And they said to those IBCers who were there with them, "Can you help us?" And so we entered into the Not Just Ourselves campaign to raise money, not just to drill wells, but actually to raise money to buy a rig that we could entrust to Sudanese leadership so that they had the power to be able to solve their own problem. And in the nearly 15 years that Water is Basic has been in existence, we started this nonprofit organization, Water is Basic, and in 15 years, Water is Basic has drilled over 500 water wells. They have repaired over 600 water wells. They have distributed over 15,000 water filters, supplying clean drinking water to over 1.5 million people. Yes. And that began because of the generosity of this community. Irving Bible Church has always been a generous church. We are known in our city for our generosity. We're a church that is committed to generosity in our time that we show up and that we serve, and our talents that we use our gifting for the glory of God and the good of other people. And we are generous with our treasure, our financial contributions to the work of God in the world. We are known for our generosity, but today I want to talk about the why behind our generosity. Why are we generous? Why are we called to be generous with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure? We're in the fifth week this week of a sermon series that we're calling One Life. It's about the vision of our church. And the vision of our church has a statement that kind of summarizes where we believe God is calling us into the future. That we believe God is calling us, the people of Irving Bible Church, to become a multi-ethnic movement of missionary disciples formed in the way of Jesus for the sake of the world. And when we use that little word movement, it's intended to convey our desire to be part of something that's bigger than us, something that is indeed not just ourselves, that we want to be a part of something that's more than merely what happens here at 2435 Kinwest Parkway, that we want to be able to make an impact on our city, our region, and our world. We want to be about something that's not just ourselves. And as we've said each week in this series, this vision isn't just a kind of a collective church vision. It's not a vision for our staff. It's a vision for each and every one of us. Because there's a part to play in this vision for each of us. This is not a vision for spectators. It requires all of us to do all that God has for us. And it requires our generosity. I want you to look with me at a classic passage that addresses generosity in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and in this section of his letter to the church at Corinth, Paul is writing to them about this campaign that he's undertaking, that he's leading, raising money to help supply the needs of the church in Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem is suffering under a devastating famine. And Paul is traveling around to the churches that he's helped establish to collect money to supply for the needs of the church in Jerusalem. And here in chapter 9, Paul gives insight for the Corinthians and insight for us on the why underneath our generosity. And here's what he says, beginning in verse 11. He says, "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God. For the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace of God that's been given to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." I think embedded in this little passage, we find the why underneath our generosity. And the first thing that I think that you see here is that the reason that God's people are called to be generous is for the glory of God. Ultimately, our generosity is for the glory of God. Now, the glory of God is this phrase that's used a lot in church, but simply put, it just means the recognition of God's character and beauty. It's allowing other people to see God for who he is. It is God's reputation, you might say. And that ultimately, the reason that we are called to be generous is for the sake of God's reputation. It's so that other people can see God's character and beauty. Look again at the passage, you'll see this. Verse 12, "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God." Look, there are two places Paul underscores thanks and praise to God. That's what this generosity is ultimately about. And what's really interesting, what's important to note, is that in Paul's day, in the first century world, this idea of giving, of generosity, was often for the sake of one's self. The word that's translated here as service is the Greek word liturgia. It's the word from which we get our word liturgy. But it meant in that day an act of public service. And this kind of public service would have been done by wealthy people in the first century world for their own reputation, for their own praise, that people would give generously to be recognized publicly. to have their name put onto an inscription that would actually live on even after their death for the sake of their own honor. That in the first century world, generosity was all about one's own reputation. But here Paul calls for something profoundly different. Paul calls for generosity for the sake of the reputation of God. I had the opportunity to travel to South Sudan October of 2019. And I got to be there with the Water is Basic team when they struck water in a new well. And to see that water become gushing up out of the ground and to see people from the community rush over and just experience this overwhelming joy because of access to water. And time and time and time again, when that experience happens, the gospel goes forth in both word and deed. And people on the other side of the world come to trust in Christ because there were people on this side of the world who cared enough to help supply access to fresh water. They are thanking God. They are praising God because of your generosity, but not for your glory, but for God's glory. The reason that we're called to generosity ultimately is about the glory of God. But the second aspect of the why that I think we see embedded in this passage, the why of our generosity, is for the good of other people. Look back at what we just read and you'll see it. Paul says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but also an overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God. You're supplying the needs of the Lord's people. And as a result, others will praise God. Others will come to know the goodness of God, the glory of God, the grace of God because of your generosity. The end of last year, we came to you in November. We came to you with a request, with a big ask. We were looking over the course of the last 6 weeks of the year to raise a goal of $1.8 million. We needed to raise that money to finish out our Next Up renovation campaign, which is taking place. And guys, I can't wait for you to see it. It looks absolutely amazing and is going to be a key component of our ability to reach the community around us, to be able to invite children and their families into this community at IBC, to help them to trust and follow Jesus. But in addition to the money that we needed to help finish out our Next Up renovations, we also said we want to do some things that are not just ourselves. We want to do some things to be able to be a blessing to our global ministry partners, to be a blessing to our local ministry partners, and to be able to do some things aimed at outreach and multiplication here in our area. And I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that because of your generosity, we are able to mobilize $300,000 to our global partners, our local partners, and outreach and multiplication. What that's going to make possible, yes, $100,000 will go to our global partners above and beyond our ongoing support. And that's going to help with some really significant things like our partnership with Serve Hope, who is training entrepreneurs in Honduras, and because of your generosity, are going to be able to expand their work into 5 countries. Our partnership with Sikh Partners, providing for Christian workers in Northwest India that have been really hit hard by COVID and the economic impact of that. Our partnership with Lead Liberia, we're going to be able to supply them with a water well that'll supply for their farm that feeds the local community, as well as providing fresh water for that community. Your generosity enabled us to give a gift to TAG, Targeted Aquaponic Growth. Damon Arthur, my buddy who's an IBCer, who is working to provide sustainable solutions to the problem of food scarcity in orphanages in Uganda and other parts of the developing world. Your generosity allows us to give a gift to Peter and Tatiana Miskevich, who are serving in Moscow, Russia, and they are pastoring pastors from all over Russia. Your generosity is enabling us to mobilize $100,000 for our global partners. But in addition to that, your generosity is enabling us to mobilize $100,000 to our local partners, which includes our investment in our 2435 Kinwest Medical Clinic. That we're completely remodeling a space just for that clinic that supplies free medical care for the under-resourced in our community. In addition to that, we're helping to do a remodel of a facility here in Irving with our partnership with Many Helping Hands that is addressing the increasing issue of homelessness in the city of Irving. In addition to the $100,000 to global partners, $100,000 to local partners, we're also investing $100,000 in outreach and multiplication, which includes gifts to the two churches that you guys have helped plant, the Well Church in Keller and the Grove Church in Aledo, both of whom were able to purchase their permanent facilities in 2020, in part thanks to your generosity. And now we're able to help them to do the remodeling necessary, yes, and meet their staffing needs. Guys, your generosity is changing the world for the glory of God and the good of others. And thanks to your generosity, many will praise God. The why underneath our generosity, the glory of God, the good of others. And finally, for the sake of the gospel. It's for the sake of the gospel. Look back, verse 13. Because of your service, by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. This generosity that Paul is describing here, this generosity that characterizes this community is born from the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel, that ultimately we give because he gave. That's what Paul says here then in verse 14. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace that God has given to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We give generously because God gave generously. The most remarkable, the most overwhelming, the most indescribable act of generosity. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The one who made the glands necessary for us to be able to produce saliva allowed himself to be spit upon and mocked. The one who created every tree in the forest allowed himself to be nailed to a tree. The one who is the author of life subjected himself to death that he might rise from the dead and conquer death, providing us with the opportunity to have everlasting life with him. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. And if you're here this morning or you're watching online and you've never trusted in Jesus, I hope you know that we don't expect a penny from you. Don't get me wrong, we'll take whatever you want to give. But we don't want your money. God doesn't want your money. God wants your heart. We don't want your money. We want you to trust in Jesus. In fact, there are people sitting down the row from you or people who are watching at home who have literally given millions of dollars for us to build this building, for us to pay the electric bills, to pay a preacher like me so that you can hear the message of the gospel, For God so loves you that he gave his one and only son, that if you believe in him, you can have everlasting life. God doesn't want your money. He wants your heart. And that's true for each and every one of us. God doesn't need your generosity. God wants your heart. But the ways in which we express our heart is by giving of our time, showing up, serving, loving people in the name of Jesus, by giving of our talents, using our gifts for the glory of God and the good of others, and giving our treasure. Jesus says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. God wants our hearts expressed through our generosity that is ultimately in response to the generosity of God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I want to tell you about the work of one of our ministry partners, a long-term ministry partner of IBC called My Refuge House. My Refuge House is a place in Cebu, Philippines, that provides restorative aftercare for girls that have been rescued from sex trafficking. Many of the girls that are brought to My Refuge House for their care are 9 or 10, 11 years old. And there at My Refuge House, they find a place of safety. They find a place of belonging. They find a family that will love them and care for them. They find education. They find care for their tender little souls. They find food and shelter. They find life. They find Jesus. And I want to tell you about one little girl in particular, a little girl named Jessica. Jessica lived a life filled with terror because day after day, she was sold and exploited for someone else's profit. But Jessica was rescued and brought to My Refuge House. And there she learned that she was loved. Loved by God, loved by the staff and the girls, and loved by people half a world away who were helping her find a home. There, Jessica learned that she didn't have to be afraid anymore. Jessica is a creative young woman who plays guitar and sings and writes songs. And there at My Refuge House, she discovered joy. She wrote a song about the transformation in her life. And she got a chance to go and record that song. And I want to share just a little bit of it with you. Jessica, whose life had been characterized by fear, now sings about having become fearless. Let's take a look.
Living my life again, living into the end.
Fearless.
Jessica found a home. She found a family who would love her. She found eternal life through Jesus. And that's made possible in part because of your generosity. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Friends, God is calling us to a big vision. And it's not a vision for spectators. There's a part to play for each of us. And part of that part to play is our generosity. Giving of our time. Giving of our talents. Giving of our treasure. Giving for the glory of God. For the good of others. And for the sake of the gospel. The question for us is, are you playing the part that God has called you to play? Let's pray together. And in this moment of reflection, I just invite you to ask God about the part that he would have you play. The part of your time. Where does he want you to serve? The part of your talents. What has he gifted you to do? And the part of your treasure. How would he have you financially contribute to his work in the world? Father, I thank you for this incredibly generous community. I thank you for the years of extravagant generosity. I thank you for the ongoing faithfulness of this church, even in the midst of difficult times. And God, I pray that you would continue to use us for things that are not just ourselves, things that are bigger than us, God, things that you want to do in our city, in our region, and in the world. Give us a big imagination to dream big dreams, to pursue together a bold vision for your glory, for the good of others, for the sake of the gospel. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Irving Bible Church. For more information on how to join us on a Sunday or take your next step, visit irvingbible.org.